Are you tired of being told to scooch in for the latecomers? Does the thought of catching your death from handshakes scare you? Do you want to make a joyful noise without the judgment of your nearby friends and family? Then drive-through church is for you. Just pull up, get your coffee, sing a song at the teller, and listen to the announcements and mini sermon. Got kids? No problem. Our 200-year-old grandma will come stick colorful flannel graphs to your child's windows. Try drive-through church, where we even let you kneel at your car's own alternator, not affiliated with the Terminator. Just remember to pay your tithe at the next window. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 190.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you.
Welcome back to another episode of The Ramen Noodle, Clean Comedy Podcast. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And thank you so much for joining us. If you haven't already, go to cleancomedypodcast.com. Stuff we mentioned in this episode will be at /190.
Slash.
Yes. Podcasting is such a violent sport. We tell everybody to go slash things.
No, we don't.
Some people like to be redundant and say forward slash. That's like drive forward in your car.
It's not redundant if you're talking to the technologically illiterate.
Yeah, but they don't know what a backslash is. So why should they be worried about which one the forward slash is?
They do know that. And they look for the first slash that they can find. And they push the wrong one.
The slash is the abbreviation method of the 70s and 80s. Like every kind of abbreviation back then was done with a slash, and we still use many of them today, like N/A for not available, and like C/O for care of, and heart/U for love you.
I'm confused.
Yeah, it's instead of
I do a
dots.
Forward slash for that.
Yeah, that's a regular slash.
Okay.
So people are familiar with slashes.
Okay.
They should be.
So anyway. You're saying only backslash should be spoken?
That's right, because kids don't press the backspace key or the backslash key.
Do they not?
And I learned that from a movie. If you know what movie it is, then you get that joke and you'll be like 1%, the 1% out there.
I mean, what?
Well, let's move on. Then after that nice little historical grammatical lesson, because National Punctuation Day is coming up.
And it's not nearly as fun as National Punk Day.
Yeah, and also, speaking of punks, National Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Do we still do that?
Ye might be listening to this year podcast on National Talk Like a International Talk Like a Pirate Day.
No offense to our pirates in
Scottish
the audience.
Pirate.
But I think that's getting really old. Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Well, this month is also National Podcast Day, September 30th.
Every day is National Something Day. And is it national or international? Because there's a difference.
Well, yeah. We'll not get into that. It's every nation has a national. So you can be national and it be international. Yeah, think about that.
No.
It's like equals brain.
No, because is it National Podcast Day in all the other countries? Because that makes it International Podcast Day.
As long as you stay within your country and you don't cross borders, then it's National Podcast. Anyway, let's move on to this. The Ramen Essays with Jeremy and Daniel.
I now have a D and an apostrophe in front of my name.
The Jeremy. Well, for some reason, I was starting to say my name and then thought, no,
you
that's
realized
not
that was rude.
Yeah, something like that.
Say my name first.
The Jeremy.
The Jeremy.
Well, speaking of first, I did something that is a first for myself recently. And that is, I built part of our deck.
Oh?
There are now steps. You remember that first step that was a doozy on the deck for the last, like, month and a half?
Yes.
Well, I finally got around to building the rest of the steps. The Good issue job. Was my dad and younger brother came down to help me rebuild these steps that were collapsing. The last one was a doozy. The step fell off and the whole board was getting warped. So we thought, let's just rebuild this whole thing, especially since my dad decided to pay for the lumber for me. But already I was planning to rebuild it. And we started building it. And a guy was at our house around the same time that was putting up vinyl siding. Because vinyl siding, you can't go wrong. I know it was actually aluminum. Aluminum siding.
Okay, that you can say it the British way, but you can't say.
I'm just all mixed completely up with my countries. It's like national, international, talk like a podcaster, punctuated day.
Talk like something. Aluminum siding day.
Yes. And this guy came over and he was looking at our steps, and my dad and I had gotten two steps connected so far. And we were talking about the height of them, and the guy just so easily, almost flippantly said, yeah, it's supposed to be 8 inches. And my dad and I looked at each other and we realized, oops, we were doing them at 9 inches. We were simply rebuilding the steps exactly the way the previous steps were,
which were bad.
Yeah. And it turns out there's actually a local county code that steps have to meet all of these certain requirements. Like the step has to be, they call it the tread. That's how much space there is for your foot. Must be a minimum of 9 inches. And the risers must be no more than 8.5 inches apart. That's how high you have to step for each step. And certain stuff like a big red, yellow, 4-inch ball can't fit what? Through any hole in the steps.
Like red, yellow?
Yeah, a big red rubber.
Big red, yellow?
Yeah, big red, yellow rubber ball.
Okay.
And all of these things, like code and the steps must be a certain width. So my dad and I decided, let's just stop building these steps for now. Now that, you know, this guy came, just kind of like the Tower of Babel, this guy came, confused the languages that we were speaking, and we stopped building the tower to heaven, or the stairway to heaven, anyway. So for a month and a half, there were two steps built. And then these...
That's all you need, really.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Just jump that last 10 feet or 6 feet. So I finally decided, okay, this is embarrassing because someone did come to look at the house. We're trying to sell our house. Someone did come to look at the house. And I said, I'm in the process of replacing these steps, which they could see it was all new lumber. But I realized if these people come back... And they see the steps still aren't done yet after however long, they're going to start to wonder about me as a seller.
And as a person.
Yeah. And they'll start questioning my humanity and stuff. So I decided I need to do these steps. So took a weekend, did these steps.
How many steps were in this program?
There were 9.
So it was a 9-step program.
Yeah. Originally there were 8, but I added a 9th one. And the 9th one is... Hug another friend, hug a friend next to you, hug another friend and sing along.
So it's 9 steps to not breaking your legs.
Yes, exactly.
Good.
And the last one, though, is off color. It's a little bit of an off color step.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Here's a tip. Don't try and match treated lumber from 2 different hardware stores. They don't match.
Okay. Are you going to like stain it?
I don't know yet. But now that I've built steps.
Let your dog stain it.
If you want to come help stain the steps with whatever you want to use.
Yeah, you let me put that in a really bad context.
Well, now that I've built
steps. Why do you let me talk?
Because you have things to say sometimes. Not always intelligent things, as is evident. I mean, the same thing happens with me too. I wonder, why do I let myself talk sometimes? I say stupid things sometimes. Mm-hmm. But now that I've built steps... I'm a lot more conscious of steps, like every step. Like I can now feel what steps are not up to code because I'm going up and down steps. I'm realizing, ooh,
this is only 7¾ inches.
Yes, it feels like, oh, that's 8-inch tread. That's not a 9-inch tread. I wonder if they can get away with that in this certain case or in this county and other things like that. And so if you need help building steps, don't call me. I don't want to build more steps. But it has had me thinking that in this idea of moving to a new location where I can build a Studio D.
Oh, gosh.
I feel more like I might be able to build it now.
Are you going to move Studio C?
Yeah.
Because that sounds really
It'll creepy. Be underneath Studio D. Raccoons and stuff can live there. But also, while the deck is being rebuilt, so is my hair.
Okay.
Still being rebuilt. Here's another hair update. My hair, I've told you about it being lick length before. It's now edible length.
Okay.
And not intentionally so. There have been several times where I'll be eating and then my head will jerk down as I realize I'm chewing on my own hair that's gotten into my food. Not like fell off my head. It's okay. Still on my head.
You make it sound like your hair is capable of just being on the table and attached to your head at the same time.
Well, my hair from certain spots in my head can now reach down into my mouth and I can chew on it.
Okay.
So there have been times taking bites of something. Like I have to keep my head straight up. Or else hold my hair back, which is, that sounds so embarrassing to say, whenever I'm eating something, or else, especially soup, because then my hair starts falling down into the soup. I always wondered, Jenny would ask me questions like, do I have food in my hair? And I would think, what? Why would you? No. No, you don't have food in your hair. Why would you even be worried about that? It just didn't compute before. Why, if food goes in mouth, hair goes on head, and the two don't meet, why is this an issue that you're concerned about having food in your hair?
Wow.
Now, I am concerned about that. I'm asking.
And yes, you do.
Do I have food in my hair?
You do.
Oh, I'm saving that for later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've got a parrot in my, or a dodo bird in my hair, too.
Well, figure out which bird it is, because that's important.
It's a paradodo.
Oh.
Bird. It's a pair of dodo.
Not real. Okay.
So that's the hair update. And I was thinking eagerly that I would be shaving my head soon because I'm almost out of shampoo. But no. Found another bottle.
Oh. I still don't think you should shave your head.
Well, we'll see how it works. The nice thing is I'm young enough that if I shave my head and I still do not like the way it looks, then I can let it grow back. I think.
Let it grow.
Let it grow. Let it grow. Mm-hmm. Don't cut it off anymore. Well, speaking of cutting things off, let's hear from one of our listeners.
Oh, my gosh.
Ring, ring. Hello? Ring, ring. Hello? Ring, ring. Hello? Ring, ring. Hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
Hey, shout out to all of our fans and friends that are in the chat room over at cleancomedypodcast.com/live. We record this podcast live on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're ever unsure of the schedule, just go over there to cleancomedypodcast.com/live and a schedule displays on the page. But we've got in the chat room Sydney, Eden's Peace, Firelight, M-Dash, Logan, William, and several anonymouses in there. Thank you very much. And all the girls are sympathizing with me, saying stuff like, yeah, I have to pull my hair back when I eat soup too. And oh yeah, I feel.
Yeah.
Now it's weird.
They're all saving food for later in their hair.
Speaking of saving food for later, this message came in from Brooklyn. My pet rat died today. We're going to bury her in the Old Town Cemetery. Now this...
Now, is this person named Brooklyn, or is this message from the city of Brooklyn?
I think it's both. This is the girl that Brooklyn was named after. Yeah.
Oh. Because, see, if it is Brooklyn, I feel that another rat may be close at hand.
Or she was born in Brooklyn, and so her parents named her that. I feel sorry for her other
Not
sister,
as sorry as
Buffalo.
You feel for the people who... Yeah, exactly. People who live in other cities.
Well, this was in the context of a conversation we've had going back and forth that she's sending us some fan art, Minecraft-based. She's the one who asked the question that I extended to you. What's your favorite item from Minecraft?
Oh, I see.
And so I gave that to her. And then this was one of her replies. It was after, I think, a week or so. I hadn't heard from her or anything. And she replied saying, my pet rat died today. We're going to bury her in the Old Town Cemetery. And within this whole context of this email exchange back and forth, and the fact that it's a rat.
we're sorry if you're sad.
I wasn't.
It, I wasn't sure. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's one thing. I'm like, a rat died today. I think the world might be a better place. So I responded back saying,
maybe it was a white rat rescued from a lab, saved from testing.
Why has it got to be white? That's racist.
Because that's what they use white rats to test makeup on.
Hey, scientists are so racist. You realize that?
So the rats, you know, she rescued maybe this rat. She or he. I mean, Brooklyn could be a guy. Do we know?
They're artistic, so it's probably a girl.
Oh, gosh. That is the most awful stereotype. I mean, that beats just about everything Sergeant Packett has ever said. I think you need to take that back.
Okay. But most likely it's a girl. Because of the name Brooklyn.
So Brooklyn rescues this white rat from the lab, and the poor thing is just wearing all kinds of makeup. I mean, like little mouse lipstick. I mean, this company could definitely not claim that their makeup was never tested on animals. And like eyeshadow.
Oh, Mary Kay. Yeah.
Now.
How do you think they get their pink?
We're not talking eyes? About a real company here, because we don't like libel. You know, I'm sure
you were not liable for libel,
right? I'm sure they don't do any. I'm sure none of these companies that could possibly be in existence do any animal testing. I'm sure.
Well,
anyway,
so, yeah. Anyway,
that went down the drain,
just like the rat. Yeah, that's a faster way to bury it. But then the toilet might get clogged.
That was not okay.
Who wants to unclog a toilet? I was thinking
like flushed away, like the rats want to be there.
Oh yeah.
Wasn't thinking like the poor made up pet. Not made up as in fake, made up as in wearing makeup, which is somehow how this rat is now in my mind, a white rat wearing lots of makeup.
So I responded saying, would I'm sorry for your loss be an appropriate response over the loss of a pet rat? Wait,
is their name Brooklyn or Wood?
Brooklyn.
Because you just addressed them as Wood.
I said, Wood, I'm sorry for your... It's a question.
I understand.
We're not to National Punctuation Day yet, I don't think. I don't know.
Probably somewhere. It's National Punctuation Day somewhere. Also 5 o'clock.
Then Brooklyn said, yes, now our other rat is lonely. So they have two rats. And I didn't... You know.
And singing the song from Fleshed Away? Or also the ramen noodle?
Yeah. That I think I can't remember what came first, that Fleshed Away movie or my version of my version came first, but my version is based off of someone else's version, which I somewhere heard and thought it was my original idea.
What? I'm so confused.
I think so. Akon. Anyway. Brooklyn said, we just finished burying her, sniff. We wrapped her in a towel.
You buried her sniff? What is her sniff? Is that like a little thing she had that she liked to sniff? And it made her feel better. Was it like catnip only for rats?
Brooklyn likes long goodbyes. So she cut the rat up into little pieces and she buries it one piece at a time. So the sniff is the nose.
Oh my gosh. We buried her sniff. Tomorrow we'll bury her eat. I can't. This is not good.
We wrapped her in a towel and put her in a box.
I feel that you will never speak to us again.
Sniff. It's like a little manger scene.
What?
No. Then we buried her and put a small rock as a gravestone. Sniff. And she's sniffing something here. And we said our last goodbyes as my friend hummed funeral tones.
Oh, sniff. Funeral tones.
Tunes. Funeral tunes. Funeral tone is A flat. Me so sad. And then why is this sad news making it on? Well, I mean, for obvious reasons. But then Brooklyn must be doing better because she said, I wouldn't blame you if you mentioned this in the ramen noodle and had a good laugh about it.
Dude, I wouldn't. I thought this was for sharing in the ramen noodle, or I would have maybe not said so many things.
Well, it's, yeah, they gave us permission. Okay. But as long as we have a moment of silence for her. The rat, that is, not Brooklyn. Brooklyn's not a rat.
Maybe.
And probably not. Brooklyn is full of rats, but this Brooklyn is a nice person, not a dirty city Sniff. Full of rats.
So, full of rap.
Here we go.
A dirty city full of rap. That's pretty, yeah.
A moment of silence for Twitch Tip, the rat. My audio editor is going to look at this spot and he's going to go crazy seeing this long silence and thinking, let me edit that out for you.
Might do it automatically.
P.S. Can you guess where I got the name? Twitch Tip. I'm guessing either that sniff that you buried twitches a lot, or maybe it's the tail is a little twitchy. Twitch Tip. Which is, it's hard to say. Twitch Tip.
Twitch Tip.
It's easy. It's a good word to practice your diction. Twitch Tip.
Twitch. But it's tip. Two words.
No, it's one. She wrote it as one.
Well, it's one, two words now. It's two words now.
So there was our moment of silence for Twitch Tip. And if you have a pet rat, then send us a picture. In fact, Brooklyn, send us a picture of your pet rat. Pet rat.
Oh, my goodness.
Send us a picture of your pet rat rapping to something, or watching Rizzo from the Muppets, something like that. If you want to send us funny stuff, then email feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com, or you can call and leave a voicemail at 903-231-2221, or go to the website cleancomedypodcast.com and send a voice message through the site. You know, I can't talk today.
Let's have a moment of silence for Daniel's ability to talk. Ew! No.
Stop. Okay. My lips are moist now. I think that I can speak. Ugh. Although I've got drool all over my chin.
I know.
And beard.
I can't believe you let the dog moisten your lips. It's disgusting.
It's better than letting a pet rat kiss me on the lips. Maybe that's where it got the name, Twitch Tip.
What?
This Amazoning noodle product suggestion came in from Justin Lowmaster. This is the.
No, you can't share this.
Literally?
Literally. You can mute me and I'll tell you why.
Never mind that product. I mean, is it in a bad way?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Check the site that lists every single word as a bad word.
Oh, gosh. I didn't say it was. Oh, my goodness.
I just want to see.
Yeah, I wouldn't suggest Googling the word by itself.
The description is horrible. Oh, man, this was a good product, too. Okay, we're going to have to skip that in the interest of being fully family-friendly. You keep using that word. Do not think it means what you think it means.
I should just let you go for a while.
No, then it would have been like waste of time.
Right.
Okay. Let's do this instead. So anyway, speaking of burying the rat, let's dig up a rat that we haven't dug up in quite a while. Ooh.
And now it's time for the weekly noodleism, the part of the show where the ramen noodle takes a common figure of speech and noodles it.
This noodleism, I hear often, and that is a double-edged or a two-edged or two-sided sword. And people talk about this like it's a bad thing.
You know, no, they talk about it like it's dangerous.
It's a double-edged sword. It's dangerous. It's, yeah. What is dangerous about a double-edged sword? I mean, think about everything you could do with a double-edged sword. You don't have to worry about which side you're slicing down when you're cutting steaks, cutting the butter, cutting the cheese, anything like that, you don't have to worry about if you have a double-edged sword.
Oh, yeah.
It works for left-handed people and for right-handed people.
Sure.
You don't have to do the little twist thing.
Have you ever seen a single-edged sword?
Yeah.
Mm. Really?
Yeah, but they cut less.
Oh, I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one was bad. But I think a double-edged sword is a cool thing. I mean, people talk about being on the cutting edge of technology and the bleeding edge and all of that. Why has it got to be so much blood involved?
It's so just many edges.
A double-edged sword. The nice thing about being on the cutting edge of a double-edged sword is you're always on the cutting edge. You can be anywhere and you're on the cutting edge.
Not if you're on the flat side.
But I think we need to update this term.
Ooh, I want a podcast called The Flat Side, where nothing too sharp happens here, folks.
Nobody too sharp. Nobody too bright. I think we need to update the double-edged sword for a modern world.
Okay.
Because think about it. We now have razors that don't just have one blade. They have like 5 and 6 and 7 blades in a single razor.
I know. It's enough to remove the beard and most layers of skin.
Yeah, exactly.
It's used primarily by plastic surgeons when they're getting ready to rebuild your face.
And scissors now, old-fashioned scissors, used to be only the one side would cut, but now we have 2 sides, so it cuts
is
twice as fast.
That a thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure about that?
I'm pretty sure. And now, like, forks also. Sorry, Chinese people are a little bit behind the times because their forks only have one point on the end of them, and they have to use 2 of them together, and they're made out of wood.
Yeah,
but us Americans and other countries have been a little bit more advanced, that we've invented things out of plastic and metal, and we have forks that have multiple ends to them to help pick up things, and we only need one fork at a time. Although some people, like really rich people, like to go back to the old days of needing multiple forks, so that's why they put multiple forks next to something. You know, there's a fork for food, there's a fork for salad, there's a fork for your drink, there's a fork for dessert.
Yeah, those multiple ends come in handy because you've got the one end that has all the tines and you can stab your food, and then the other end you can just stir things with.
Yeah. Oh, I do that all the time, yeah. Actually. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I pull out a fork just for the sake of using the other side to stir something.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a double-edged sword.
Or something.
Yeah, but we need to update this term.
It's more of a trident.
A double-edged sword is pretty old-fashioned. We've had double-edged swords since... The Bible talks about double-edged swords. We've had double-edged swords for thousands of years. I think we need to update this term. We need to update the swords, bring them up to modern standards and higher-end technologies. So, I propose to you that...
No, you don't. You're already married.
Whoops. Yeah, that's right. Let me take this ring back. I don't know why I had it anyway, but...
Awkward.
So, my idea is that this phrase should now be the centuple-edged sword, just like Oreo cookies.
What?
Because Oreo cookies, single-stuffed Oreo cookies, nah, that's old-fashioned. Double-stuffed, that's fading out. Now we need quadruple-stuffed. Or I invented the trademark patent-pending centuple stuffed Oreo cookie. So we need the centuple edged sword. It's a sword with 100 sharp edges to it. And it's also very stealthy like that. Like, have you ever seen a stealth bomber that has all of these edges and angles and stuff to make it really stealthy?
Well, no, I've never seen one. They're stealthy.
Oh, yeah. Good point. So this sword, the centuple edged sword, would be far more advanced than any other sword, and it would be stealthy, so much so that you don't even see it coming. Oh. You just suddenly discover that you're holding your head in your hands, and your head has been severed with this centuple-edged sword.
I know.
And you never have to worry about being on the bleeding edge, because wherever you stand on the centuple-edged sword is the cutting edge. So you are always on the cutting edge.
But they'd have to be incredibly thin and sharp. And so if you were standing on it, your feet would probably be sliced. Why do you stand on a sword anyway?
I don't know. I've heard of people falling on their swords.
Well, that's fine.
Which is kind of dumb.
It's kind of dumb.
How do you try and work that out?
Well, you know, you put the handle between some rocks.
But what if there aren't rocks?
Well,
see, then like you fall on the edge of your sword and poof, it's flat on the ground.
Okay.
Just you could just get a couple bruises. Doesn't work very well. That's why you need a centuple edge sword. I'm telling you, this is the next marketing thing.
The next marketing thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people are going to be talking about being on the cutting edge of the centuple edge sword.
I don't think they will.
Yeah. Watch, it'll probably be the Chinese that will adopt this technology much faster than we do. And they'll make up for the fact
it's really a big chopstick if you think about it.
Oh, maybe it is. Maybe they've been secretly using centuple edge swords for a long time.
Secretly.
Mm-hmm. But what isn't a secret is that you can go to cleancomedypodcast.com and send a voicemail, subscribe to the podcast. What we'd really love for you to do, though, is go to the website and two things. One is click on that iTunes button and write a review for us on iTunes. We really appreciate that. That helps other people find the podcast and it encourages us too. The other thing is go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the button on the website that allows you to subscribe by email. We're starting to use our email list a bit more often. A lot of people forgot that they signed up for the email list a long time ago, and so they're unsubscribing.
Imagine
stuff
the
like,
shrieks of surprise as they receive this email in their inbox.
I've been waiting for this email for 100 years.
It's a weird wait.
Yeah, that is. Long email.
That's like a year for every side of the sword.
Ooh, yeah. See, it just comes full circle or full sword.
Cool.
And please send us your feedback. Email feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or leave a voicemail at 903-231-2221. You can also send a voice message through the website at cleancomedypodcast.com. Please follow us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis on Twitter at The Ramen Noodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin on Twitter at Phlegon. That's Phlegon.
And next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you're not the only one. And thanks for listening.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you've gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our award-winning and award-nominated podcasts to make you think, laugh, and succeed at noodle.mx. Like you can learn to be productive in your personal and professional life, even if you're a woman. That sounds mean, but it's not, because we've got something new coming to the network, specifically helping women be productive. And you can also discover new ways to explore critical thinking, science fiction, philosophy, and more. And theorize about your favorite TV shows, learn how to podcast, and much more over at noodle.mx.